One of the most fortunate moments of my life, a moment of pure serendipity, was when I found myself seated next to Paul Sloan at a conference dinner. One position more to the left or to the right, and we might never have met. We started talking, and it turned out that we were both interested in thinking, especially lateral thinking. So began a collaboration that has lasted many years, and has resulted in over a dozen books of lateral thinking puzzles. I have learned a great deal about thinking from Paul, and maybe he has learned a little from me too. In our case, two heads have been vastly better than one. Clever thinking is one of the main reasons why we of the human race have survived so long as a species against all the odds. Using our brains, we have come to understand nature, the elements, our environment, disease, energy, the food chain, and many other entities that can both threaten and enhance our continued existence. There is, of course, a great deal more left to understand and explore, but we are now in a better position than ever before to deepen our understanding and extend the boundaries of exploration, because we are able to think about thinking. In this book, How to Be a Brilliant Thinker, Paul Sloan has produced a very comprehensive guidebook to the art of thinking, which avoids the faults of the many such books others have written. On the one hand, it is sound on theory, and on the other hand, and perhaps more importantly, it is laced with practical suggestions and real-life examples of how great thinkers, even from the ranks of ordinary people, opened up their minds to new and exciting thought processes and prospered in various ways. I believe it would be impossible for anyone to read this book and absorb its contents and not become a better and more brilliant thinker. I teach a course on problem solving at the University College Cork, and although the module is part of a mathematics degree, the class inevitably discusses problems in general and how to solve them. The world is beset with many major problems crying out for a solution. Global warming, poverty, the food supply, the scourge of drugs, preservation of peace, and many others. As an exercise, list what you think are the major problems facing the world. We desperately need new and creative solutions to these problems and new modes of thinking. Analytical, lateral, humorous, and all the other approaches described in this book. Young minds with their fresh approach have, of course, a vital role to play, but so does the older generation. Much of our present thinking is in fact redundant. Just as people who lose their jobs need to retrain and acquire new skills, we need to retrain our thinking. And let me let you into a little secret. You can be as brilliant a thinker as anyone else if you put the work into practice and extend your existing skills as part of a lifelong learning strategy. What's more, it can be a lot of fun developing your thinking skills. Just about as much fun you can have with your clothes on. Enjoy the exercise. Des McHale, author and associate professor of mathematics at University College Cork.